But again, only in hindsight does one see this as something that, who did this, who did that, because it was a very normal kind of progression of campus police saying, we can't handle a crowd that big. There will be violence if we don't have enough police. To involving the police, who are not expected to have to do anything. And they were essentially off-duty traffic cops, turned into stormtroopers by the image makers. The whole thing was a great big tragedy. Let's understand that. There's no doubt in my mind that the people who caused that tragedy were a handful who willfully planned and tried to precipitate that kind of tragedy, and not those who attempted to cope with it, who were not looking for trouble, I assure you, and were the most surprised by it of anyone.
Evan Stark, I know, came over to Bascom to talk to you all in the midst of it, saying that he would try to, asking you to call
it looked the like it was a, we were about to have the thing blow up, and he indicated to Ralph Hansen that he thought that he could negotiate, a peaceful solution, and Ralph stopped the police and brought Stark to my office. Whereupon he informed Chancellor Sewell, who was a sociology professor, and Evan Stark was a sociology graduate student, that if Sewell would sign a document that there would be no more interviews held on campus by any company or doing business with the government or the war or any government agent and so on, that he would go back and see what he could do.
So it wasn't a compromising.
Which would have meant Sewell having to resign his job if he would ever do a thing like that. He, first of all, Sewell had no authority to pledge that there would be no more interviews, that Board of Regents would have overruled him anyway if faculty
would have. Did it occur to you that he might have done it and resigned his job and just to stop the immediate event?
No, there was no way for anyone of any principle at all to do that, because we were dealing with, in my opinion, a very unstable man who had no authority over the demonstrators and who would have merely ridiculed Sewell and gone about doing what they were going to do anyhow.